This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
This episode of 20th Century Boy is brought to you by Radio Mike on Patreon. Guys, cancel your Netflix subscription and give that money to us over on patreon.com/radiomike. For as little as a dollar a month, you can go a really long way to helping keep the lights on here at Radio Mike Productions. Plus, you get the bonus overflow episode every week at the end of the main 20th Century Boy podcast. Jump on now because the Patreon is overflowing with content. We'll see you there.
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings. 20th Century
Boys! Show your moves! Good news, everyone! Don't you know, diggy, will you see it? Onions have blown.
Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Royolo Mikey. And this... the inside of my mind. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. My name's Radio Mike, of course, writer and producer from here in Melbourne, Australia, just making his way through life. Sometimes it's easier than other times. And this podcast, 20th Century Boy, it's a podcast by me, Radio Mike, the guy from the title of the podcast. And the main conceit of this podcast, guys, it's the conversations you wish you were having, the one-way conversations you wish you were having. Because, you know, there are some things in life that we have to talk about. Hey, how are you? Yeah, good. How are you? Yeah, not bad. They're boring. You don't want to be having those conversations. But this podcast, it's all the conversations you want to be having, the conversations you wish you were having, but you're not. So you listen to this podcast for 1 hour a week, this one-sided conversation. It can be two-sided, just not live. That's the thing about podcasts. You have to write into the show and I'll read your message out. Right? That's basically what it is. Of course, you can support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. We got a big show today. We have two new patrons. Welcome, Patreo Gormez and Patreo Pugapilla, to the radio family on the $4.50 and $1 Patreon tier, respectively. Love this, guys. And you too can support the show. Little as a dollar a month on Patreon. You can get around the show. Goes a really long way. Of course, the main news from this week is the death of the Queen. Queen Elizabeth II has died, the Queen of the Commonwealth. And look, we're all pretty cut up about it. Personally, you know, sad that someone has died, but personally not a huge fan of the monarchy, so do not care very much. But it is sad. It is really sad to hear of the passing of the Queen. We now have a king. That is crazy. But I just wanted to do a small tribute to the life of Queen Elizabeth II at the top of this episode of the podcast, because, you know, I live in Australia. She is the Queen of the Commonwealth. We are a Commonwealth country, so she really is my queen, and I do need to celebrate that. And I'll celebrate that by playing one of my favorite songs by the Queen.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Her vocals in that song were just incredible, and the harmonies and just the musicality of it all, it just showed how incredible she was, not only as a queen but also as a musician, and quite an accomplished one. I mean, the vocal range on her, if you just listen.
Is this the real life?
It's hard to believe when you see her in old age that's her singing there. But yeah, incredible stuff from Queen Elizabeth. Really appreciate your work, and thank you so much for being the queen of my country for so long. I wanted to start the show with a few listener messages. Radio Julia wrote in this week at radiomikepod@gmail.com. Send in anything you would like to say. She said, "Hey, Mike, cheers for the shout out on the last pod last week and for addressing Gnomus in the serious manner it deserves." Gnomus, a little bit more on that later in the show. Big show today. "In relation to this week's pod, Just wanted to let you know that I've always thought the same thing about the broken record saying. I found out on last week's podcast that the saying, you sound like a broken record, actually refers to a broken vinyl record, not like breaking the record, as in a Guinness Book of World Records record. Found that out. A lot of people agreeing with me, thinking I never knew it was to do with a vinyl record. I digress. Julia goes on. Can't believe it has anything to do with the quality of a musical record. The world record version makes more sense in my head. Me too. Maybe that can be our little headcanon there. Radio Adam. Thank you for writing in, Radio Adam. And you can write in about anything, by the way. Anything you want me to talk about, anything you want to know, etc. Just write it in. I'll talk about it. Like Adam did, right here. Mikey. And I have said you're allowed to call me Mikey. Another great episode, mate. So happy that you're back and so happy to hear how you're enjoying life at the moment. Quick question. Have you watched New Girl TV show? I cannot recommend it highly enough for when you're done with The Office. I reckon it's your kind of humor to a T. Now, I've already chosen the show I think that I'm going to watch after The Office. I think I'm going to watch Scrubs. I've never watched Scrubs before, but I've heard so many good things over the years. So I think I am still enjoying The Office, though, just so people know. I'm up to I've nearly finished season 5, and I just watched what I would say might have been one of the best episodes I've seen. Like, I thought it was so funny. And I'm pretty sure it must be a very popular episode because I think I've seen parts of this online before I'd even started watching The Office. It's the one where they, for Office fans, you'll probably know it. Dwight pretends that there's a fire in the building and then Stanley has a heart attack. And then they have to like do like resuscitation practice and all these other stress relief practices. And yeah, I really like that episode. In terms of New Girl, Radio Adam, I've never watched New Girl. I've seen the first episode because I remember just checking it out like ages ago. I watched the first episode. Don't remember much of it. Didn't particularly gel with the first episode. Like didn't think it was like amazing, but I know lots of these shows take a while to warm up on you. But yeah, I might check it out. I will endeavor to check it out in the future because I really like Zooey Deschanel and I believe she's the main character in that. Two more messages. Patreo Cold Koala, one of our Patreon supporters, love you, Cold. Mike, I can't explain it, but today's episode of the podcast was amazing, like more amazing than usual. Thank you. You were switched on. As a suggestion for next week's ep, do you think you could talk about anime? What are your thoughts of it? Are you a fan of it? Why or why don't you like it? If you do like it, which ones are your favorite? I've talked a bit about this on the pod before. And here's where I'm at with anime and the entire idea of anime. Guys, this is what I'm going to tell you. I think historically I've like wanted to love anime. I don't know why. Like I love the idea of it. But I guess as an adult, I've never particularly been gravitated towards any like certain anime. I'll say this because like growing up, we used to watch them all on Cheese TV here in Australia. There was like Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Digimon, Dragon Ball Z, right? And though like loved those as a kid. They were all the kids' animes and I was obsessed with all of them, really liked them, got into all of them. And as I have said on this podcast before, the theme song to Yu-Gi-Oh. It's the best TV theme song ever. I've said it before. It went viral on TikTok. You know my thoughts on this. But I guess like those are all the kids ones in terms of like the more, because, you know, they make like anime, like more mature sort of, you know, serious ones. I have seen Death Note and I would say that Death Note is like without a doubt one of the best TV suspense shows I've ever seen. Basically, the idea of it is this guy finds a diary, and if you write someone's name and a cause of death in the diary, they die in that way. Like, you basically have control over everything, and this guy decides he's going to rid the world of crime by killing all the criminals in the Death Note because he can. And then it sort of like deals with a lot of themes of one, like this guy's basically playing God. He's undercover. Like people are trying to figure out who he is because he's basically a vigilante. And also what is the line of criminality? Because he basically starts killing like petty criminals and like, you know, shop thieves and people who are, you know, like homeless people stealing. He'll kill anyone who commits any crime. And it's like, what is the extent of what we like? It really deals with justice and, you know, fairness and some of the episodes are like Breaking Bad level of suspenseful and intensity, and you're just like, wow. There's one episode in particular, because to kill people he needs their name, he needs to know their identity to write in the Death Note, and if he doesn't know their name he can't kill them. There's one woman who I think, I can't remember exactly what happens, but she finds out who he is. So he has to then, before she reports him, like he doesn't know her name. So he has to pretend he's someone else and get to know her and get her to divulge her name. And then it's like, it's an incredible suspenseful episode. So that show is incredible and I love it. I would watch it again anytime. But then I've watched One Punch Man. One Punch Man is a really good show. It's like about this superhero who just can kill everyone in one punch. So he kind of has an existential crisis because no enemy is like able to put up a fight against him. The other one I watched that I quite liked was called Demon Slayer, which is basically about this guy who kills demons. And like, I thought that was really, really interesting. But generally speaking, I find them hard to get into because they're just a lot of talking and like prolonged conversations and like lots of exposition that makes things really obvious. And I don't know, I'd always watch Dragon Ball Z. Like sometimes if I'm really tired and can't be bothered doing anything, I'll just put on Dragon Ball Z and just watch episodes of it with no intention of ever finishing it. But yeah, overall, I find it hard to get into anime. I also think a lot of anime movies are really overrated. When I say that, I mean, and people, wow, people are going to hate this take, but I'm just going to put it out there. All the Studio Ghibli movies are like painfully average. A lot of people say that Studio Ghibli is like, oh, you know, they're the Disney of Japan. Their movies are so amazing. Like their animation is great. Like I've seen most of the Ghibli movies. The only ones that I think are like groundbreaking, like I think Spirited Away, if you haven't seen, is a phenomenal film. Like it's just a masterpiece of creativity and it's like Alice in Wonderland on steroids. It's an incredible movie. It's insane, right? But then all the other ones, like I don't think any of them are bad, but I honestly have never been like, wow, that was phenomenal. Like Princess Mononoke is like, I thought was really overrated, but people seem to really like that. And yeah, just generally speaking, I don't think there's like Kiki's Delivery Service. I've never really thought any of the Studio Ghibli movies are amazing. And I feel like I feel like it's like this bandwagon thing where everyone has seen Spirited Away, likes it because it's a really good movie. And then they kind of like associate that with all of Studio Ghibli when really they're not that good. That's just what I think. The only one that I would like really want to watch again is Spirited Away, because again, that movie's amazing. But yeah, thanks for your question, Cold Koala. I'm not 100% in there. I'm not 100% into anime, but I'm open for recommendations. I've also watched My Hero Academia. I watched a bit of The Promised Neverland. I just started one the other night called Soul Eater, which I really liked the first episode, but you know, generally speaking, I find them really hard to get into. So that's that. One more message from Radio Crystal, who actually commented on the Frankie Muniz TikTok I did. She says, as someone who is experiencing burnout but going back to school while working stupid amounts in order to pursue her dream, you should know I've watched this video a lot. Thank you. Really like that. Thank you so much, Crystal, for sending in your thoughts. One thing this week that went more viral, I guess. No, not viral, but just basically this week I realize that I've done the most controversial thing in the world, and I was torn to shreds across three different platforms, YouTube, Instagram and TikTok for voicing what I thought was a very reasonable and well-accepted opinion. And that opinion is that Michael Jackson is a pedophile. So a few weeks ago on the pod, I basically talked about how the Rolling Stone did a cover piece on Harry Styles calling him the new king of pop, and then all Michael Jackson fans got angry, clipped that up, put it on TikTok, put it on Insta, put it on YouTube, and boy, oh boy, did I get demolished in the comments. I really thought that as a society, we had gotten to a point where we knew that Michael Jackson was a pedophile, and some of the comments were like not only like personally abusive comments, a few people saying that I sound like Stewie Griffin from Family Guy, and people mistaking me for being British and that I have a pouty voice. Whatever, don't care. Stewie Griffin, one of the best cartoon characters ever created. Don't care if I sound like him. That's actually a compliment. But further to that, just the people saying stuff like, literally someone commented, actually, Michael Jackson's not a pedophile. He said it himself. And then you're just like, oh, he said it himself. Ah, why didn't you just say that clears it up? Of course he's not a pedophile then, right? So many people just demolishing me in the comments for saying that Michael Jackson is a pedophile, which, and I think for me, and I don't care, like it was starting to kind of get on me a lot. One person actually did a clever death threat to me. He said, hey, I heard your queen just died and she might need company. And I don't know, that was a bit aggressive, but you know, I don't care. I think what I found so funny about it is just like how many people defend Michael Jackson and they're like, Harry Styles is shit. I never even said Harry Styles should be the new king of pop. I just said, I don't care if Michael Jackson isn't the king of pop anymore because he's a pedophile. And people just defending Michael Jackson. Then I just wanted to say, like, because people are like, nah, he's not. They didn't even sleep in the same bed. I just feel like if any of my friends in real life were regularly hanging out with 10-year-old boys and having sleepovers with them, then I would not want to be friends with them. I would say this is really weird and unusual behavior, and it's not a good idea for you to be doing this. And I would stop being friends with them. I don't think any reasonable person could essentially look at Michael Jackson's behavior. And the other thing is people are like, so what? His music's so good. Not disputing that. Michael Jackson had some really good songs. Smooth Criminal, classic. Beat It, incredible. Billie Jean, classic. Amazing songs. Thriller, we know them. We know Michael Jackson's discography. Amazing music, right? That guy was a great musician. He was also a pedophile. We do have to weigh these things up a little bit. I'm not saying you should stop listening to MJ. I'm just saying that maybe we shouldn't be referring to a pedophile as the king of pop. And it's just amazing. Like, I don't think any reasonable person could see what Michael Jackson was doing. Like, we know he was hanging out with 10-year-olds. We know he was having sleepovers with 10-year-olds. Whether there was anything more to it than that, okay, we can't definitively prove that. And yes, he was found not guilty in court, but being found not guilty doesn't mean you didn't do it. It just means you couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, which is hard to do. Like, the standard of burden of proof in criminal trials is really high. And if you've got a lot of money and a really good legal team, you can, I think, pretty easily, well, not easily, but I think you can put a case forward that you're not guilty and you can't prove it beyond reasonable doubt. It happens time and time again. Anyway, I just thought it was really amazing. Like, every time I logged into TikTok, there were people just decimating me and demolishing me. And then comments like, who likes this guy? This guy sucks. This guy's content sucks. No one likes your podcast. Well, there are people listening to it. So anyway, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about Michael Jackson being a dirty pedo. Okay, we do have a bunch of stuff to get through. So I actually wanted to follow up on something from before the big break of the podcast. People might remember, this is an abandoned plot line, but it is finished, that my good friend Alex, who used to live near me in Kensington, he believed there was a conspiracy at the local cafe we went to. He believed that the woman who made coffees at the cafe didn't like him and deliberately made him bad coffees. So we put this to the test. This was a lot. This was like a few months ago, but it's only making the podcast now. Here's what happened when we actually put Alex's theory to the test. Enjoy this.
All right, we're here with Alex, the coffee bandit. We haven't actually named you that before, but...
But okay, I accept the title.
We've gotten the two soy caps. I actually bought a latte for myself this morning, then forgot that we were doing this, so went back to get a soy cap. So I guess we just test it? Like,
I try mine and then I try yours.
Okay, so, and again, to remind people that, you know, Alex thinks that we do think we have a lot of evidence that the person who makes the coffees doesn't like Alex.
Yeah, I don't think the barista likes me. Also, today I noticed something, and I think that it might be why she doesn't like me, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure, so I'm going to hold out.
You're not going to tell us?
No, not yet.
What could it possibly be that it has to wait until after?
I want to stew on it.
Okay.
I want to think about it.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Well, do you want to? Well, let's stop down. Let's stop walking.
Okay.
And this is the one that was made for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you try that. Here's some sounds. Alex is just tasting it. Okay. So is that the standard you usually get, which is the subpar standard?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay. Yep. All right. Well, I'll pass you the one that was made for me.
Okay.
Because I went back in to order it. Mm. And you got to try this and see if it's...
She's just shit at coffee.
Are you sure? Can I try them both?
You try them both.
Okay. So
this is mine. This is mine.
Can you just... You hold the phone. Yeah. Okay. So this is Alex's. Okay. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I don't drink soy milk.
Right.
I always like the ones she makes for me, which is just normal skinny milk.
Yeah.
This is my one, my soy cap. Oh. Mine's better.
Try
mine again. Because she actually does love me. I don't know if you've noticed, but
yeah.
She loves me. I think mine's better.
Yours is better. Actually, now that I really think about it. Fuck me. The plot thickens. All right.
Okay, so now do you want to tell the story of what you noticed?
Well, So, whenever I go in there, like, I'll shoot the shit with, like, whoever's working there.
Yeah.
Right?
And we were just talking to a girl that works there about... We were pretending we were cousins.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which we're not.
Which we're not. But it's kind of believable. Both Italian. Anyway, I think maybe... She just wants some, like, attention. I think, like, maybe it's just better if I just, like, be more personable with her because she's super quiet. So I think maybe because I'm, like, super happy and bubbly with other people and not with her, not because I don't want to be, but because she's kind of quiet, maybe that's the next step.
Do you think there's a lack of chemistry between you two that maybe she... Because what I will say is I always talk to all the waitresses there,
yep.
You know. We're both single guys. We like to flirt with all the waitresses that work there. We like to.
And waiters.
And the waiters. Johnny, the waiter, is gone, by the way. The one that we really like.
What? What happened?
He left. And that's for next week's episode.
Because
Here's a tease for next week's episode. Johnny rejected me when I tried to connect with him outside of the cafe.
Really? Where, actually?
And it's not the first time it's happened. Tease for next week. But I always speak to this barista, like, a lot, and she always smiles at me.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's it. Maybe you just haven't connected. And to be honest, I don't think you've tried.
Not really. But I...
Give her a chance.
Okay. I think because I have a different kind of archetype to her.
Yeah.
So for example, I'm, like, a loud spastic, and she's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so she's, yeah.
So, like, I will make jokes and I'll kind of be embarrassing. I think that's what it is. And she seems a lot more, like, kind of...
Reserved.
And ooh,
like that kind of vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, going,
All right, well, we've cracked the code. The coffees are worse, but only a little bit worse for Alex.
Yeah.
But it's good that we got to the bottom of this. Any final comments?
I think next time I'm going to talk to her... say her name out loud. Do you use some kind of positive affirmations? Maintain eye contact, smile. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to hit her with everything I've got.
Awesome. Well, let's get another report on that.
Yeah, sure.
When you said, oh, there's another reason I think she doesn't like me, but I don't want to say it yet. I thought you were going to say it was... I thought you were going to say... Because I honestly thought... I'm just going to say it. Because you have, like, West Indian heritage. I thought you were going to say you thought she was racist.
Yeah, she could sense I was a quarter black and went, yuck, no, yucky.
And I was like, what? Anyway, that's it, guys. See you later.
I think you're racist now.
I'm racist.
Bye. So that's the end result of the Coffee Bandit saga. I think we do need to do a follow-up to see if Alex has still been going to that cafe, but we might do that in future. And I'll tell the story next week about Johnny, who I mentioned. I forgot about that. I tried to connect with him outside of the cafe and he basically totally rejected me, but moving on.
Excuse this interruption, teachers and students. Guys, I just wanted to pop in here to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Radio Mike on Patreon, patreon.com/RadioMike. The overflow goes up every week. It's a little extra bit of this podcast. If you come to the end of the podcast and you're like, dang, sister, I don't want this podcast to be over. Don't know why I said it like that, but maybe that's how you'd say it. Jump on the Patreon, patreon.com/RadioMike. Damn, sister. And this week on The Overflow, I am talking my actual thoughts around the Queen dying and how I think the monarchy is really, really stupid and no one should care about it. Plus, just a little bit more on my personal life and the week that has just passed. Jump onto the Patreon, little as $1 a month. That's $12 a year. Three coffees a year. If you'd get a coffee with me three times a year, then, and you would admit it, you definitely would, because I am charming and fun and entertaining and funny, and I have a great personality. And let's just leave it there, guys. patreon.com/radiomike. If you like the show, please support us. That's the best way you can support us, is to just give us $1 a month. All right, back to the show. Sorry for the interruption. Jesus Christ, just plugging my own bloody Patreon here. Bloody hell. But yeah, there's lots of content, so yeah, jump on. Bye.
There's something we need to talk about, guys. Last week on the show, the timing of this just couldn't have been more perfect, or imperfect, I guess you could say. Because last week on the show, I talked about how I just think that, and guys, just saying, before everyone on TikTok or whatever comes and tears me to shreds in the comments, I'm just saying this. I have noticed there's been an influx of prequels in the last 10 years. We're just, as a society, we're obsessed with what came before. We're obsessed with prequels, right? I actually think, now that I think more about it, I actually think it's because we as humans, we can't do a prequel for the world because we just don't know. So I think, because, you know, we don't know how the world was formed. We don't know about the universe. And I think our obsession with prequels actually stems from our lack of understanding about the universe. We try to make sense of everything. We try to create a history of everything because we know in our real lives, we just can't achieve that. I think that might be it. I'm just putting that out there as a little fan theory. So, you know, I talked about we're obsessed with prequels. Oh, bloody Cruella, the 101 Dalmatians prequel. Oh, Better Call Saul, the Breaking Bad prequel. Oh, what else do we have? The new Lord of the Rings prequel, Star Wars prequels, blah, blah, blah. Prequel, 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 Rogue One, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones. Name something, we're making a prequel about it. And then I, in a sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek way, I said that I believed the next big Hollywood prequel was going to be the Big Bird prequel about Big Bird from Sesame Street. And we find out how Big Bird from Sesame Street became Big Bird from Sesame Street, right? Even like, you know, in a Joker-style movie, even Joker, that Joaquin Phoenix movie, that's a prequel, right? And, you know, that was a tongue-in-cheek suggestion. I was like, I mean, obviously they're not going to make the gritty Big Bird prequel. But then, basically, there was some Disney event over the weekend, and no, there's not going to be a Big Bird prequel, in case you think I picked it. I didn't. But as soon as I saw this, I just could not believe my eyes. I honestly couldn't believe what I was seeing. Because, you know, there was some Disney event, they were announcing all their new movies, a lot of them prequels, no. They were announcing lots of new movies. all their life. Oh, there's a live action Little Mermaid. Let's all see that. That's awesome. Oh, now there's 7 new Star Wars shows. There's 142 new Marvel movies. Look at all the shit Disney's doing. These are the new Pixar movies coming out. Oh, we're doing a new Inside Out. Oh, there's a Cars TV show now. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Oh, wow, there's a Groot show. That's what the Disney event is. It's just Disney spruiking all of their IP and all of the prequels and sequels and sidequels and whatever calls they're making. And then, no joke, 100% no joke, 100% legit, we've got a new movie to look forward to, guys. We've got a new prequel to look forward to. And that movie is Mufasa. Mufasa. That's right. We are getting a prequel to The Lion King about Mufasa. I know I said that the Big Bird movie was my prediction, but I'm sorry. The Mufasa prequel movie is just as dumb. I am so sorry, but the Mufasa movie, Mufasa and Scar, why would we care? And it's not even a prequel to the animated original Lion King. It is a prequel to the live action Lion King. This is us. It's literally like, what? Okay. Now we're getting, all right, guys, now we're doing the Zazu movie with Zazu, the bird. How did he end up working for Mufasa? And I just said that off the top of my head, but you know, that's going to be in the movie. You know, in this movie, Mufasa, the prequel movie, we're going to find out how Zazu met Mufasa. Things that we simply do not care about. And then Timon and Pumbaa are narrating the movie because they didn't know Mufasa. They didn't know Mufasa because he was dead by the time Simba met him. So they're narrating the movie. And it's young Mufasa, so James Earl Jones isn't voicing him. Anyway, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw on Twitter that a Mufasa movie is coming out. Because to me, this does say, this is Disney screaming from the rooftops, we have no ideas. We have no ideas, so we're cherry picking characters from other movies and putting them in prequels. Wow. This is literally like, what's another Disney movie? What is it? What's another Disney movie? I'm blocking them all out of my head. What's a Disney movie? Let's just find one. Beauty and the Beast. It's like, hey guys, this is the chandelier from, or whatever, the candlestick from Beauty and the Beast. This is his origin story. And boy, oh boy, is it a burning tale. Get it? Because he's a candlestick. I don't know. I cannot believe Mufasa is getting a prequel. So that's something. Speaking of Disney movies, there is something that we need to do. So let's do this. Pull out the red carpet because it's Mike's big year of premieres. Yeah, it's my big year of premieres, guys. But can we cut the bed? Just cut it. Yeah. Look, I have an announcement to make. I mentioned on last week's show that I had been invited by Disney to go see the live action remake of Pinocchio, the new Pinocchio movie with Geppetto, Pinocchio. I assume the whale shows up at some point because I think Pinocchio get eaten by a whale? This is the thing, a quick side rave. The thing about the Disney live action remakes of the classic Disney cartoon movies, right? The Lion King, The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast. What else is there? I'm positive there's been like 6 more. Right? Jungle Book was one, right? The thing about these movies is, and this is the problem with it, this is what I think the problem is, Disney knows that regardless of whether these movies are good or bad, right? Regardless of whether these movies are good or bad, people are going to see them because people just want to see that movie again in live action and see it reimagined. So they don't even care if these movies are good or not. They just go, oh, let's just remake The Lion King. We'll put like $500 million into a CGI Lion King. Everyone's going to see it because they know the story and they want to see what it looks like in real life. Even if they go and hate it, we still make money off it. Even if people hate these movies and think they're terrible adaptations, Aladdin, another one, even if they suck, people are going to see it no matter what, and we'll make $1 billion. So it's like this really weird kind of paradox thing where people are going to see the movies just because, one, they're familiar with the stories, and two, they just want to see what it looks like in live action. It's not even like they want to, they don't want this movie to exist. They just literally are like, I want to see what Aladdin is going to look like in live action. I just want to see what it's like. And then they go and they're like, oh, that was terrible. Why would I see that again? And Disney's already pocketed the cash. And then 3 years later, like, hey, now we're doing The Little Mermaid. And everyone who grew up watching The Little Mermaid's like, ah, well, yeah, I mean, I guess we'll just see, like, what would Ursula from The Little Mermaid look like in live action? I guess let's just go see it. Let's go see that movie. And yeah, I just think it's remarkable. But got invited to another one of these live actions, the Pinocchio live action movie. Cool, Pinocchio, great. Personally, I prefer the Shrek Pinocchio to the Disney Pinocchio, but I digress. Now, look, I gotta say, Pinocchio did, but I'm not gonna lie, because, you know, one of the lessons of Pinocchio is don't. So I'm going to take a leaf out of that book and say, woke up on the day and decided that I didn't want to go to see Pinocchio. One, because the reviews for the movie were terrible. And two, it goes for like 2 hours. I'm sorry, I don't need to watch Pinocchio for 2 hours. I get it. You know, Geppetto really wants a little boy and he makes one. Bit weird. As I said on the other show a few weeks ago, Geppetto. Pedo? Do the math. Anyway, I didn't go and see Pinocchio. And I think a lot of you would be thinking, wow, Mike, it's Mike's big year of premieres. Mike's big year of premieres, and you've voluntarily not gone to a big premiere. And that is true. And I guess the problem is I don't want to go to all the premieres. I'm all premiered out. I only want to go to, I guess it's like, I only want to go to premieres that I really want to go to. I have been invited to another premiere. It's the premiere of Avatar, not the new one, the original Avatar, the Peter Jackson Avatar. No, it's not Peter. Fuck. The James Cameron. Is it James? Now I'm confused. Anyway, I've been invited to that. They're showing it in 3D. I've been invited to that. I will go to that. Just didn't want to go to Pinocchio. But I guess that brings us into, like, can I still reasonably call it Mike's big year of premieres if I'm not going to all the premieres? And originally I was going to do Mike's big year of footy, and I was going to watch one game of footy a week, go to a few games. That quickly got demolished because of Mike's big year of premieres. Now, I'm not saying that Mike's big year of premieres is over. It might be Mike's slightly less big year of premieres because I'm not going to all of them. But guys, based on the events of the last few weeks, sorry. I actually have a new big year because I've decided it is, in fact, roll it.
It's Mike's big year of celebrity retweets.
Yeah, it is. And that brings us into our next segment because, of course, Frankie Muniz retweeted my tweet about him. And I talked about how amazing Frankie Muniz was. He retweeted me. Celebrity retweet. Big year. And I thought, well, that's probably the only celebrity retweet I'll get. And I was wrong. And I will say Frankie Muniz has not returned any of my subsequent tweets about appearing on my show and being a guest. Haven't heard from Frankie Muniz. It is a sad update to have to give. I assume he is busy, as the entire conceit of the clip I made about him was that Frankie Muniz is a really busy guy. He'll see it eventually. He'll get back to me. We'll get him on the show. And, you know, Frankie, still really keen to have you on the show, mate. Totally cool if you're busy. Let's make it happen by the end of the year, right? I'll tag you in this one as well. But talked last week about The Chase Australia, how it's my favorite show in the world. Posted that clip on Twitter. And in the spirit of Mike's big year of celebrity retweets, Bryden, aka The Shark, one of the chasers here on The Chase Australia, retweeted me. Bang, it's Mike's big year of celebrity retweets. Clearly, I didn't get the memo, but they're all retweeting me. Okay, admittedly, Bride and the Shark from Chase Australia. Not as big a celebrity as Frankie Muniz, but I love him. He's one of my favorite chasers. So we're going to go for one celebrity retweet a week. That's the aim of the show because it is Mike's big year of celebrity retweets. So keep your eyes peeled for some celebrity retweets throughout the next few weeks. One thing that we have to do on the show, I never really want to do it, but we have to do it because it's just one of our obligations as a podcast. We're going to have to do another one of these, guys, and I apologize.
We wish you a merry Gnomus. We wish you a merry Gnomus. We wish you a merry Gnomus. It's the middle of the year.
Yeah, Gnomus, as we know, do not celebrate Christmas before December 1st. That's basically the blanket rule. If your Christmas tree's up in November, you're kidding yourself. Any earlier than that, we're not friends. We're simply not friends. Few people clarifying, a few people naming and shaming. That's what we do on this podcast. We name and shame any commercial outlet that is celebrating Christmas earlier than December 1st. Now, keep in mind, it's currently the 13th of September when I'm recording this. And I was actually at Kmart yesterday. They've, for lack of a better word, they've decked the halls with Halloween stuff. Now, I'm not going to do Noloween, like no mess, Noloween, but it's the 13th of September. Halloween is on the 31st of October. That is 6 weeks away. So Kmart, I don't know why you've got Halloween. No one is thinking about Halloween right now. The same way no one's thinking about Christmas, but that didn't stop David Jones. Because one of our listeners, Gannonbort, Patreo Gannonbort, one of our longtime listeners on the show, g'day Gannon, he sent me a disappointing photo. He said, "Hey Mike, I feel like it's my duty to call out David Jones. I'm in Brisbane City, but can only assume this travesty is happening all through Australia. Christmas cards, Christmas wrapping, Christmas bags, and Christmas boxes all throughout the store. It makes me sick." And it makes me sick too. Last time on the show we did Gnomus, it was Costco. David Jones now, two of our biggest. Kmart's doing Halloween. I'll forgive that. I will forgive them for doing that. But I am sorry. Christmas in Costco and David Jones, no good. No good at all. We're really disappointed. Keep naming and shaming, guys. And there's one more segment that is also, in a way, a name and shame. Brand new intro for this because I felt like we simply had to talk about this. So let's do this.
The Sean Kingston Chronicles.
Yeah, it is the Sean Kingston Chronicles. Sean Kingston, popular Jamaican hip-hop R&B artist, born in Miami, actually, who for a long time has been, I've been his biggest fan. I've really, really spruiked him on this show, predominantly because I think his song Me Love is the best song ever written. Me Love, why'd you have to go away from home? Me Love. But on last week's show, he was exposed. Sean Kingston was somewhat exposed by, I believe it was Radio Michael Lay, listener of this show. Welcome to the RF. For a number of reasons. Basically, he realized that, I mean, listen to Me Love. And then listen to this Led Zeppelin song, Dear Maker. Oh. Peculiarly similar songs there, aren't they? And, you know, we turn a blind eye sometimes to this, but it then came to my attention that Sean Kingston's other very popular song, Beautiful Girls. You might remember it. It goes a little bit like this.
It was back in 99, watching movies all the time. Ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime.
Is actually just Stand By Me.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand.
I mean, you can hear that iconic bass line, the boom, 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 ch, boom, 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 ch, boom. Boom, boom, boom. And, you know, I do feel like we're kind of in the under pressure territory by Queen and David Bowie with Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby. You know, the boom, 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 boom. And I also can already hear a lot of people saying, oh, it's just a sample. It's like it's an interpolation. Cool, that's fine. And usually I'd be okay with that, but... Last week on the show, I discovered a new Sean Kingston song, Dumb Love. This is that song.
Girl, you make me dumb, 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 dumb. Dumby dooby dumb, 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 dumb. I love you so.
I do have to offer an apology because Patreo Gannonbort, who we spoke to earlier, pointed out to me, I made a big point that I thought Sean Kingston was saying, I love this song. Like at the end of the song, he was saying, I love this song. He's like, dum, 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 dum. I love this song. He's not. Gannonbort did look up the lyrics. He's actually saying, our love is so. So I will apologize to Sean Kingston for that. But the Sean Kingston Chronicles continue, everyone. And Ryan Adams, our Denver correspondent from in the United States.
Denver sucks ass.
Regular contributor, and we always play this.
Denver sucks ass.
When he writes in, because Denver sucks ass. He's pointed something out to me, something that is a little bit shocking. He wrote in, he goes, hey, Mike, this is on Instagram, radio.mike, send me a DM. Hey, Mike, this is Radio Ryan Adams from Denver. Whoops, just got to quickly do.
Denver sucks ass.
He goes, so excited about having the one-way conversations I wished I was having once again. And then simply leaves it with the following. Check out this song. He then links me a song. Now, I'm just going to remind you, this is what Dumb Love by Sean Kingston sounds like.
You make me dumb, 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 dumby dooby dumb, 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 dumb. I love you so.
Cool. Playful, fun. Kids would love it. Bit boppy. Love it, right? Radio Ryan Adams from Denver.
Denver sucks ass.
Links me to a song. I've never heard of this band. I've never heard of this song. It's called Come and Go With Me by the Dell Vikings. Let's play a little bit of that right now.
Dum, 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 dee-doo-bee, dum, 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 dee-doo-bee, dum, 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 dee-doo-bee, dum.
It's the same song. It is the exact same song.
Girl, you make me dumb, dumb.
And I think what I've realized is, and this is a really difficult thing to realize about someone whose work you're a huge fan of, I've discovered that, well, I think that all of Sean Kingston's biggest hits, Beautiful Girls, Your Way to Beau, Me Love, oh, 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 and Dumb Love, dum, 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 you know him, all of them are not original. Sean Kingston never came up with an original hit. He was just taking other songs that were popular and using their melodies and using their work in his songs. Yes, it's a sample, probably. Yes, it's an interpolation or whatever you want to call it. But I still have an issue with this because here I am sitting here thinking that... is, you know, an original masterpiece by the legendary Sean Kingston. And I'm going, this guy's a genius. This song is incredible. Me Love by Sean Kingston is an amazing song.
Turns out, our boys Led Zeppelin did it years and years ago. The Sean Kingston Chronicles will continue, and I'd like to implore you guys, as listeners, to essentially write in any other Sean Kingston plagiarisms you can find. I want to hear them. I want to assess, did Sean Kingston have any songs that just had original licks or original melodies or original riffs? Or did he rip them all off? Guys, I'm sorry that I had to end the show on that note, but before we go, let's do one of these. Psst, the plug! Question of the week for this podcast is, I'll send it in again because I didn't talk about it this week. Best ever prequels. What's the best prequel in any pop culture? The best one you've seen. That's what I want you to write in this week. And write in anything you want. Love hearing people write in. But if you need something to write in with, like if you need a little trigger for you to be like, oh, I'll write in about that, that's your prompt. If you're a lurking listener who never writes in, write in this week. Ask me a question. I'd love to hear from you. Been getting lots of emails lately. It's very nice. Harry Potter and the Boys is back again. I think we are getting into some of the funniest chapters of this Harry Potter fan fiction ever. Here is a little sneak peek at what's happening on chapter 21 of the book with Sammy Garlep.
Oh God, here we go. This sentence is a little bit interesting, but Harold's dick had been completely severed from his penis.
What?
Just
what does that mean?
I'm just getting a sense that little mini Radio Mike's sex ed hadn't been completely accurate to this point.
Oh my God, his dick has been severed from his penis.
What?
Incredible stuff there. As well as that, Two Guys, One Cup, an AFL podcast by Will Anderson and Charlie Clawson. I'm actually now kind of doing a weekly roundup of the AFL finals season. And I know nothing about it. So I'm kind of just talking out of my ass. I'll put a little clip of that in here as well, because I'm really enjoying it. And I never thought I would be doing a weekly AFL roundup segment. So here's a bit of that.
Podcast, Mike. The Queen's birthday between Collingwood and, sorry, Mike, who's the other team that game's against?
Essendon.
No, it's Melbourne. But
Melbourne, yes.
Good though.
So I was thinking because Essendon is in Melbourne, so I thought... Yeah. I made a connection.
Good. That's good. Yeah, you're getting there. Sorry. Charlie cut you off a little bit early. Yeah. You were almost there.
I apologize. But tell me, Mike, what two teams do you think should be competing on the Queen's death day?
Demons, yeah, for demons. Obvious reasons.
Because she's going to hell? Is that obvious reason?
Demons are associated with death.
Yeah. I think so. So that's good. Hey guys, I know there's a lot of consternation around whether we give her a minute of silence or respect the Indigenous players in the game, but how about if the Demons play and the implication is she's definitely going to burn in hell? Is that a good compromise?
Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project is back every Thursday on the Listener app if you want to listen. Otherwise, it becomes public in a few weeks' time. But that's pretty much all from this week. Of course, as always, you can support this show on Patreon. As little as $1 a month, that's $12 a year or 3 coffees a year, or give a one-off donation to paypal.me/itsradiomike. I am now going to keep going for the Overflow podcast, the bonus exclusive to Patreon podcast that's just another extra 15 to 20 minutes. So if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're like, oh, I don't want it to be over, I want to hear Mike talk a bit more, I'm going to do a little bit more over on the Patreon now. So enjoy that. Guys, love being back on the podcast as always, and looking forward to seeing you on the Overflow. And yeah, thanks so much for listening. My name is Radio Mike. This has been The Inside of My Mind. Catch you later. Dang, sister, the podcast is over and that sucks. But If you want to keep listening for another 15 minutes to my dulcet tone, just jump on to the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike right now for the overflow. It's up now. I'm talking all about Queen Elizabeth dying and why I think the monarchy's stupid, and I'd love to have you there. Plus, there's an episode of the Pat and Mike show up as well that you can enjoy. Hopefully, see you there. The Patreon's overflowing with content. Jump on board and support the show. We'll see you there. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch. Radio Mike Pod @gmail.com.